Blind War Hero's next fight is in federal court. From the editor, the following is reprinted from a press release posted October 17, 2013, which we received through the courtesy of Tim Elder. It outlines the legal battle against a loan company by Army Sergeant Major Jesse Acosta, who was blinded in combat in 2006. Following the original press release is an update about the outcome of the suit from Tim on October 25, 2013. Army Sergeant Major Jesse Acosta's latest fight is against his bank, which denied his approved and fully executed loan only after finding out that Sergeant Major Acosta is blind. In 2006, Sergeant Major Acosta was hit by a mortar while leading his men on a mission in Iraq. He returned to his job at SoCal Gas Company in Garden Grove with a Purple Heart, but suffering with traumatic brain injury, severe post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and without his eyes. On Tuesday, October 22, 2013, Sergeant Major Acosta will ask a federal jury to find that Huntington Beach-based New Vision Federal Credit Union, New Vision, refused to fund a $20,000 loan they offered him after he went to sign loan documents and the bank realized Sergeant Major Acosta was blind. New Vision reneged on the fully executed loan and told Sergeant Major Acosta, "You didn't tell us you were blind. That's a problem." New Vision claimed that Sergeant Major Acosta had to produce a valid driver's license to qualify for a loan. In a move reminiscent of the 1950s, when women could not borrow money without their husbands or fathers co-signing loans for them, New Vision's manager told Sergeant Major Acosta to get a co-signer for a new loan. The only qualification Jesse's co-signer needed, according to New Vision, was a valid driver's license, the one qualification no blind person could ever meet. Since returning from Iraq, Sergeant Major Acosta, a father of four, has been a leader in advocating for the needs of returning disabled vets, testifying before Congress, speaking at the White House, and working with injured vets. Pursuant to the Americans with Disabilities Act and the UNRRA Act, businesses cannot discriminate on the basis of a person's disability. Sergeant Major Acosta will prove that New Vision denied him a loan because he was blind and not on the basis of a legitimate business purpose. "This is the first time I was made to feel I was less of a person because of my disability," stated Sergeant Major Acosta. He has been battling depression, anger, and severe episodes of PTSD that cause him great physical and mental anguish, as he relives the helplessness he felt in dealing with New Vision's denial of his loan. Sergeant Major Acosta's anger and depression have turned into a new mission to stop New Vision's discrimination and teach business that discrimination injures returning vets. Sergeant Major Acosta was referred to civil rights attorney Patricia Barbosa, the founder of Barbosa Group, who has 26 years of experience enforcing civil rights. New Vision's policy, that blind customers must have valid driver's licenses, is discrimination on its face and violates the ADA and California's UNRRA Act, says attorney Barbosa. "I want to vindicate Jesse's belief that he is a full member of society, even if he is disabled," said attorney Barbosa. The jury trial will be heard by Judge Margaret Morrow in the Roybal Federal Courthouse in Los Angeles, October 22 through 24. "I want New Vision to understand that discrimination is wrong and is not just business as usual," said Sergeant Major Acosta. Tim Elder says, "For those who saw the press release I posted earlier this week about a trial in Huntington Beach on behalf of a blind veteran denied a loan because he did not have a driver's license, I'm told the jury found in his favor. They awarded him $160,000 in damages. The attorney is also filing proposed changes to the lender's policies for court enforcement. Any federal jury finding in favor of a blind person is a good thing."